Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Harry's. Big razor companies have the annoying habit of putting out new models and raising their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better, and they're keeping prices exactly the same. They sent me a box with the whole set, and I love it. I use it all the time. I actually just got rid of my mustache. Thought I'd go clean shaven for Movember. And I used Harry's.
Sick brag that you can grow facial hair.
Yeah, and it was great. And Harry's is great because still just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. By owning the factory in Germany where they make the blades, Harry's can produce high-quality razors themselves and sell them online for half the price. Here we go. Harry's so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Free when you sign up for a shave plan. Just pay the shipping. Plus, here's my special offer for everyone out there. For the fans of the show, enter the code TAKE at checkout to get a post-shave balm added to your order for free. So go to harrys.com right now. Enter code TAKE at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code TAKE, harrys.com. Code TAKE. Today's show is also brought to you by Diff Eyewear. Sometimes standing out is about doing things differently than everyone else. Sometimes it's just wearing the right pair of shades and taking over the sunglasses industry right now. Diff Eyewear. They actually sent us pairs, and they are the most comfortable sunglasses I've ever had.
They're
great. Saying that right now.
I love them.
Fit on your face, make you look hot. Everyone looks better in sunglasses. Diff Eyewear offers stylish handmade sunglasses constructed with high-end materials. They're as good or better than designer sunglasses without that $200 or $300 prices. Let's be honest, you're going to lose them if you get that $200 price. Diff Eyewear, you're good.
And I'm of the mindset that the more of my face you can cover up, the more attractive I become.
Mm-hmm.
So get you a
pair
of sunglasses.
That's everyone, no matter what. And the best part, for every pair of sunglasses you buy, Diff Eyewear will give a pair of reading glasses to someone in need. Helping people. Mm-hmm. Help yourself. Help people. So here's the call to action for you guys. Do good. Buy smarter. Be Diff. Go to diffeyewear.com/PMT right now to get 15% off your purchase. That's Diff, D-I-F-F, eyewear.com/PMT for 15% off. Diffeyewear.com/PMT. Look hot and help some other people. Diffeyewear.com/PMT. Let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Bar Stool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Friday, November 11th, and America, it is time to heal.
I love it, and it's very important. We're at each other's throats. It was a tough election.
It was a tumultuous election. People get very emotional around election time.
Yeah, and now it's time to heal.
We're going
to
put it back together.
And you know what's going to help us heal?
Yeah.
Part of my take, it's going to help us.
Yep, we're here to heal.
Just sports in general. But more importantly than sports, the NFL.
All those people who are watching election coverage instead of the NFL, welcome back. The league is better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ratings are going to skyrocket. We love this league.
Yeah, if you guys only knew the action, the awesome games that you've missed so far this year, you've got a lot of catching up to do. But guess what? It's week 10. Now's the time to jump in. Greg Bedard from Sports Illustrated says the NFL is in the right place at the right time to help the nation put itself back together. It just so happens to coincide with a rebound in the TV ratings, then all the better for the league. It has teams from blue states and red states.
Mm.
It features players and coaches from all over, and with different skin colors and beliefs, NFL teams reflect the divisions in this country, yet they find a way to make it work.
Oh, I love it. It feels good. We're ready to heal. The Browns, the Ravens, that's healing territory right there. And I just want to say, everyone out there, if you were one of these political people who maybe skipped the NFL to watch CNN for the last 3 months, remind me to tell you about that Seahawks-Cardinals game we watched a few weeks ago, because it was a doozy.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And the most healing thing might be to sit down and all watch the Browns, because we're all experiencing relief that at least we're not Browns fans.
Right.
So that is the one thing that can pull our nation together, our unified hatred of potentially being a Browns fan.
What do you think? This is a tough night for people who are maybe hardcore Democrats, big-time Hillary guys, also Browns fans. Is there any reason to wake up tomorrow?
Yeah, it's been a rough. And you know what? A lot of those Browns fans are also Indians fans.
Yeah.
So, rough couple weeks for you guys.
And LeBron's due to get busted for steroids anytime now.
Yeah, and that, yeah. Deli left. It's been a tough couple months for you guys. But we're all in it together, okay? Yeah. So we're color rushing. We're sticking it out. And we're going to get through this.
I'm blood rushing to my pants, if you know what I mean.
That's
what the Browns and the Ravens color rushing.
A boner is a color rush. I like it.
Here's what people don't understand is color rush, it's the color that you usually have, but just more of it.
Mm-hmm. Or it can be sometimes a different color, a brighter version of the same color.
Yeah.
So at any rate, you have to watch it when the teams are wearing different uniforms.
Piques your interest.
Are you going to miss out?
You actually got, you thought it was a little curious because I said I like to watch all the highlights to just see what every game looked like. I feel like that's a normal person, but maybe I'm not. Am I the only one out there? Hank, what do you think?
Yeah.
That's weird?
It's pretty weird.
You watch one Ezekiel Elliott touchdown, and you feel like you saw the whole game?
On Sunday night, if I was maybe traveling or whatever, and I didn't see any of the games, I want to watch all the highlights so I can be like, okay, it was like sunny in Cleveland, or it was snow. Like, I like to know what the jerseys look like that day.
You're a big fashion guy.
Yeah, I'm a guy who needs
to. I'm more of a film guy. I care about the X's and O's, not so much the clothes.
I have a football, you know, library up in my brain, and I want to file away. Okay, so week six of 2012, the Steelers wore the Bumblebee uniforms.
Mm. Okay. Well,
that's important to me.
I'm X's and O's, you're weather and clothes, yet we get along together.
Nice.
It's time to heal as a country. Speaking of it's time to heal as a country, shout out to Barack Obama. I think, maybe we can turn this into a recurring segment or topic or whatever we want to call it, but stick to sports.
Yeah.
If there's one thing we can all get behind in America, regardless of Obama's politics or your personal preferences, Obama can deliver a mean roast. He's really good at hosting sports teams.
He is.
So maybe Obama should just stick to sports. He had the Cavs in the White House today. He roasted J.R. Smith for not wearing shirts ever. He gave a shout-out to your 96 Bulls team.
Nice.
He said thanks to the Golden State Warriors for losing.
Saving us, yeah.
And now the Bulls are the best team of all time.
That ring.
Absolutely.
Stick to sports is important. Can I just say I'm a little excited for two things for the Trump presidency?
Okay.
One, when he has teams show up, because he's probably not going to roast like Obama did, but he'll probably give himself a ring for every team that shows up.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Two, the Andy Katz bracket is going to be must-watch television.
I don't even know if he's going to do that.
Oh, you don't think so?
If he did, he'd pick like all private schools and the one seeds.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I got Wharton versus Cornell here.
Yep. he's a big one seed guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Also, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where people get up and tell jokes and kind of make fun of the president. A lot of comedians are going to be showing up dead, I think, the week after.
I think it's just going to be a lot of jokes like, hey, that Donald Trump, he sure is tall.
Huge hands. You shake this guy's hands?
Yeah, wow.
Wow,
monster.
Just totally engulfed my whole arm.
Damn, strong handshake.
So I think I brought this up earlier, but I think Donald Trump, he's probably the most sports president of all time. I don't mean that he likes sports the most, but he treats business like an NFL owner treats owning a team. I think he might be the first president to hold out for more money.
He's going to Joey Bosa.
Yeah, I think he might do like a three-week holdout through January and have just like, we can get interim president Coach O to just like fill in those 3 weeks. And then, by the way, can we just imagine Coach O as president of the United States? Coach O 2020.
Oh, I love it.
Let's start turnover Wednesday here in America.
I'm going to go one further. He's not going to be the guy who holds out, but I wouldn't be shocked if he pulls like a TO and does like a press conference from Trump Towers, you know, maybe the lobby, like doing sit-ups and probably not sit-ups, but you remember TO when you did that? Yeah. So I would love that. Maybe do some, you know,
maybe
crunches in front of the media.
Just overall, our presidents should probably stick to sports.
Yeah.
No matter what. Can you imagine Obama being like, I think he would make a good Sunday Night Football announcer. You team him up with Peyton Manning. I think he'd be electric in the booth.
Yeah.
I would watch
that. Peyton's licking his chops. What do you think Chris Collinsworth thinks like every morning when he wakes up? Does he check his phone? He's like, okay, is today the day?
He's got a dartboard.
Peyton's taking my job?
Yeah, he's all on the walls of Chris Collinsworth's bedroom. He's just got Peyton Manning pictures with the eyes cut out. His wife's like, honey, can we take down the Peyton Manning? It's a little bit creepy. He's like, no.
When Peyton Manning went in the booth with Al and Chris, he did the whole, like, it was basically an hour of Peyton just going, like, you going to eat that?
Mm-hmm.
To Chris Collins, to Al Michaels, hey, you going to eat that?
You're like, not up here to take my job, are you?
No. By the way, fat guy move, I do that to Hank all the time.
You do that to everybody.
No, I don't
do that
to you.
Yes, you do.
You do that to me, too.
You sidle up all the time.
You do that
no,
with
just
chips.
Your vape.
You
just
ask if I'm done with my sandwich when I'm still eating my sandwich.
No, you hadn't eaten it for like an hour. And you actually didn't even finish it, so you were done. I noticed. You do the chips. PFD does the chips.
I do the chips.
He's always
the vape,
like, hey,
yeah,
let me get some of those chips.
Yeah.
Okay, emergency football guy of the week we have. This one is actually football guy of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban. He said that he didn't even know the election was Tuesday, because he was worried more about football and he had practice. Didn't know.
He said something like, we're more concerned with other things around here.
Yeah. He's got a bunker down in Alabama, and mm-hmm. the whole world doesn't register to him. Is anyone shocked?
I'm a little bit shocked. Well, no, I'm not shocked that he said it. I don't necessarily believe him. Saban's a smart guy, right? You know, the old Charles Barkley thing, or no, the Michael Jordan thing that he said, Republicans buy shoes too.
Right.
Saban knows that, like, he has to recruit Republicans from Republican and Democratic families.
Yeah.
So he sees every election as a threat to his recruiting.
That's actually a good point.
So he's playing it right down the middle. He's a living room guy, and you're going to get thrown out of a lot of living rooms if you say the wrong thing.
Okay. I do think that Nick Saban is like a savvy football guy. He knows how to play the football guy card. Harbaugh, if he didn't know about the election, that would be very,
I would buy that.
Yeah, that'd be very genuine.
Yep.
He just has no idea. It's been 4 years?
I thought we had a king in this country.
Yeah, right.
Actually, I bet a lot of football guys would be in favor of having a king. It would just make things
a lot easier, a whole lot simpler.
A lot
less mess.
I'm talking myself into really embracing a monarchy. I think America should.
King Harbaugh.
We wouldn't have election protests if there were just kings.
Should we also mention Belichick?
Yeah. What about him?
He had a press conference and people were asking about Trump.
Seattle. Whenever somebody asks me anything that makes me uncomfortable from now on, if I'm visiting my S&M dominatrix and she's like hurting me too much, I'm going to go Seattle.
Hey,
you
quick,
can see like it's hard that the wires in his brain just he's like nope.
Seattle. Let's add that Frank Caliendo. What PMT does Frank Caliendo does Bill Belichick. Ready, go.
Seattle. You know, we talk about football around here a lot of times.
Seattle.
It's frankly, you know, we take a look at every, we certainly Seattle, examine yeah. every position.
And scene. Wow. We were hot. We were real hot. Look out now, boys. We're climbing the charts.
I have another football guy of the week.
By the way, do you have my vape right now? You have my vape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I have my vape? As we were talking about stealing vapes.
Yeah, you steal my vape every day.
I got, no,
like
hang on.
4 times a day. Yeah. Now let me get my vape back. You steal it every fucking day. All right.
Emergency football guy of the week number two. This is actually a hockey guy. Okay. What? You got it? You got something for me? Okay. Very good. Mike Babcock, coach of the Leafs.
Yep.
He pulled a couple real big football guy moves this week. He made the team practice in the dark.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he made the team stick around after losing a game, 7-0. Made them run skate suicides on the ice.
Love it.
So
Bobby Knight.
That's a major. Make your boys throw up until they puke on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So they associate losing with puking. That's why, you know, a lot of kids start out, they drink and then they puke. And then they never drink again after that.
Yeah,
every time
the kid in the closet with 20 vapes and he won't vape.
And a carton of cigarettes, yeah. Every time I throw up, I say I'm never drinking again.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly worked for me.
I'm never losing again because mm-hmm. we had to throw up from the suicides.
Yep.
Makes sense. Let's do a quick ad before we get to both of our interviews.
Let's talk about gambling on sports. It is the best. I love it. I was just asked earlier today how I do it, and I told the person that I use my bookie. You know what's going? You know who's going to win the game every time you watch it. I know who's going to win. I know the Ravens and the Browns. I know the outcome of that before it even starts. So I put my money where my mouth is, and I use my bookie to do it. Get some money on the game and score a big win today alongside me. Join thousands of online players and start betting at my bookie. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to my bookie. You win, they pay. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They have in-game live betting, too, so you can even place a bet after kickoff. And unlike some other websites you might find, MyBookie offers fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. So here's what you do. Go to MyBookie, okay? Go to MyBookie, and they will match you with a 50% bonus. So visit MyBookie or call 844-900-BETS. Use promo code PMT, like pardon my take, at MyBookie. Join in on the fun. Put some wagers down. Get rich. You play, you win, you get paid.
All right, let's do two quick interviews. We have Stingray Steve in his usual Friday spot with a great call of the election. A little history there for you. And then we have John Anik from FS1, and he is going to preview the huge UFC 205 fight. Hey, Conor McGregor fighting on Saturday night. That's how we heal.
That's right.
Let's remember.
Let's all line up in our mutual hatred of Irishmen.
Yeah. A cocky Irishman.
What do you know? An Irishman's getting into a fight in New York City. That's probably the first time that's ever happened, right?
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. That's a little Irish joke there, Hank. I don't know if you caught
that.
Hey,
we like to fight. You want to
go to brawl?
Punch out right in your kisser, right?
Yeah, a little box.
Horrible.
We're working on it.
Hey,
it takes a while. That was our very first time doing an Irish accent.
It
takes a while for us to get there, okay? Not everything can be the Canadian boys right away.
Hank, you do an Irish accent real quick. Ready, set, go.
Hey.
Yep. That's really good. Nailed it.
Honestly,
nailed
you're the best person at that. Hank. Okay, so Hank does the cow and the Irish accent. We steer clear of that.
Yeah. All right, so here is Stingray Steve and John Anik. Okay, we now have Stingray Steve every Friday. Steve, how are you?
Doing good. How about you guys?
We're great. Doing well.
Our audience is loving the historical calls, and we were all witness to history on Tuesday night as we elected our 45th president. We would love for you to call Donald Trump winning the presidency.
Okay. That would be awesome. I just hope I don't rub any of the Hillary supporters the wrong way, though.
Well, we'll give it a shot.
Yes. I just want to go ahead and say that before I start.
Sure.
I do not want to rub any of the Democrats the wrong way, of course.
Okay. Of course not. Yeah, we're a bipartisan show.
Yep. We're all in this together.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so I'm going to be like a newscaster at first and then kind of break into Stingray.
Okay, perfect.
Well, guys, as you can see, we are still waiting on Pennsylvania to wrap up. The count right now is Trump at 254 and Hillary at 218. And if Trump carries Pennsylvania, it will almost be, but it'll be over because he will then have the 20 points needed to get above the 270, which will make him the president of the United States. And we have breaking news now coming in. Trump took Pennsylvania. Trump has taken Pennsylvania. So there you have it, folks. Trump hit 274, and he is the 45th president of the United States. Trump wins! Trump wins! Trump wins!
That was fantastic.
This is huge.
Oh!
Stingray!
Whoa, where'd that huge come from?
I don't know.
Just having fun
with it. Just been working on that. That is awesome. That was great.
We are going to make America great again. We don't win anymore, guys. We don't win at trade. We don't win in our economy. But, guys, we are going to win now because the Trump train is heading to D.C., baby.
I think Stingray is setting himself up for a run in 2020.
Ooh.
Can you confirm or deny that? If nominated, would you serve?
I guess.
All right, Stingray 2020.
Are we allowed to say dirty things on this show?
Of course.
I just now thought of the perfect slogan. Stingray 2020, the guy who's drowning in pussy.
There it is. That's America. You're set. You're set. We now welcome on recurring guest John Anik from UFC FS1. He is going to do a little preview for us. We have him on before every big fight, and there's no fight bigger than UFC 205. First time at Madison Square Garden. Do I have that right?
Yeah, first time for the UFC in New York. I got to think that this would get you guys in the building. Too expensive for me.
We tried.
We tried, but yeah. Jay Glazer said we couldn't come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So UFC 205, I'm excited. I think everyone else is excited. Let's work backwards to the main event. Let's talk about some of the undercard. There's actually a lot of good betting fights and some close ones. I'm going to start with Cowboy Cerrone. And he's minus 155. What do we got on that one? I know you're not allowed to talk about gambling, but if you were, who would you take?
Yeah, so I got to say I see value on the Cerrone side. He's been unstoppable as a welterweight, and now he's really fighting a much bigger and presumably stronger welterweight in Kelvin Gastelum, but I think Cerrone has put on some muscle since moving more permanently up to 170 pounds from 155. To me, a guy like Donald Cerrone, who you know brings it the way he does in that minus 155 range, I would think almost against anyone in the world at 55 or 70 would be appetizing to some bettors. And I think he has more ways to finish the fight. I think a Gastelum win is probably by decision. So price is shorter than I thought it would be on Cerrone. So a strong lean that way, I guess I would say.
And then we've got the two Polish women fighting each other for a belt.
Is there a joke somewhere around
we
there?
Could tell some Polak jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that like a...
How do you sink a Polish sub? Open the screen door?
No, well,
that's
a good one.
What is it?
Yeah, put a, something about the screen door.
Something about the screen door.
You nailed that one.
You guys will put it together.
Dude, I married a Polish woman.
Oh, no.
But I don't... I mean, so like I sing Polish... like happy birthday to my daughters on her birthday, but I can't tell you.
Can we get a little?
Stolat, yeah, gee. I mean, I count.
That was pretty good.
That was really good.
I like. Hey, John.
It's not even my birthday.
How do you tell which one's the groom at a Polish wedding?
How?
He's the one with the clean bowling shirt.
there you go.
Nailed it. So you've got two Polish women fighting each other. Does this mean that America can't fight anymore? We're not breeding our women good enough to like be tough.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that. I think also these women are just, you know, born into the game more than I think a lot of American fighters are. But Joanna Jędrzejczyk, who is the favorite and the champion against Karolina Kowalkiewicz.
Wow.
Get out the goddamn pronunciation. I'm glad I'm not calling it.
We're going to try both those, and you're going to say them again. I'll do the Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Kowalkiewicz.
And now you do the same again.
Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
And then the other one?
And Karolina Kowalkiewicz.
That's why you're a pro. Yeah.
But, dude, like, okay. By the time I sit down to call these fights, I've said those, like, 100 times to myself out loud. So they become, you know, what they become. But it's not – dude, I sound awful on them early. I can assure you of that. But, dude, Jędrzejczyk, this champion, just Joanna for short. Dude, she's the baddest woman on the planet. And I think she stands to gain the most from being on a pay-per-view led by Conor McGregor. That's how special she is. I think she, you know, has most advantages in this fight. That's why she's the biggest betting favorite on the card. So I can't make a strong case for the underdog. The underdog's undefeated. Kowalkiewicz is undefeated, and she's tough as hell, hard to put away. But, you know, Jędrzejczyk over 25 minutes. If you guys watch this fight and watch her, I guarantee you next time I come on, you'll be talking about her.
I got one more. Did you hear about the Polak who thought his wife was trying to kill him? On her dressing table, he found a bottle of polish remover. Polish remover.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Oh, here's another one. Yeah. Why don't Polish women use vibrators? It chips their teeth. That doesn't really make sense. But
okay. No, all right. That's good. Yeah.
I'm writing these down.
I think Polish jokes are about to make a big comeback.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's make a big comeback with them. They're always good. Maybe your mama's so fat jokes, too.
Yeah.
We'll do hand in hand. We'll bring them both back. The fight before the main fight, that's Woodley versus Thompson. Talk to us a little bit about that. I'm actually pretty excited about this because there could be a pretty big knockout, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting finishes in all three championship fights, so hopefully that gets fans excited. This is the fight that I am most excited for, though, with respect to the other champions and the other main event. Steven Wonderboy Thompson, man, just such a special striker, and the way he controls range and distance, no one's been able to touch him, and people have tried to figure him out, and they just can't touch him. But Tyron Woodley, man, is the complete package. He was in Straight Outta Compton, by the way. If you've seen that movie, I don't know what part he was, but it was a pretty prominent role. But Tyron Woodley can do it all, and he's going to have to wrestle. He's going to have to run clock. He's going to have to extend this fight. But he does have the bigger power shot. So to me, plus 166, plus 170, the guy, I think, with the bigger power shot and all of those skills, I think there's a little value there. But, dude, Wonderboy Thompson, if you haven't seen him fight before, you'll see why he's so special and why fellow fighters just can't stop talking about him. And honestly, why he deserves, you know, Wonderboy deserves to be a 2-1 favorite, or at least to be the favorite. But don't sleep on Tyron Woodley. I think he's a live dog.
So you just mentioned that you thought the three main fights were going to be knockouts. So does that mean you think Conor McGregor is going to beat Eddie Alvarez?
Well, I think that fight ends in a finish, I think, one
okay.
way or the other.
Okay.
Even though I think if it does go 25 minutes, I think the advantage would swing to Eddie Alvarez, and I think his career sort of speaks to that, and he's proven as much. But, no, I think I think there's a great chance Conor McGregor gets him out of there in the first round, to be honest with
really?
You.
Really?
Conor's that special a striker, and Eddie Alvarez obviously is very durable, and I think in a lot of respects in terms of his offense, he's still improving, but – Conor, this is his weight class, man. I mean, you guys know he's competed up at 170 right. against Nate Diaz and down, obviously, you know, sucking himself out to 145 pounds. But this is the weight class he belongs in. I think this is the weight class he's going to be best in. Eddie Alvarez is not some huge, imposing lightweight. I think it's a competitive fight. I think not unlike Woodley, I think Alvarez has to run clock and be smart and not reckless. But, dude, Conor's left hand is no joke, man. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. I think he lands it. He finds it.
How is Alvarez's jaw? Because, I mean, we you know, the last two Conor fights, like you said, he's a great striker. But and Nate Diaz is a bigger guy. But, he, you know, Nate Diaz could eat 1,000 punches. Is Alvarez a guy like that?
Oh, legendary chin. Not Diaz chin, but legendary chin. But I just feel like Conor is that special. And I also feel like Eddie has survived while absorbing a lot of damage, especially early in fights. And I think you repeat that pattern against somebody like Conor McGregor, you potentially pay for it. But again, you know, this isn't a one-sided fight necessarily. I think the betting line is pretty accurate. But if I was betting Conor McGregor, I think you have to look at a knockout prop if your side allows for it, because then you're getting him in the plus money as opposed to, you know, minus 160 or so.
So we alluded to this earlier, but this is the first fight in New York in what, like 21 years?
Yeah, right? So they did one. Yeah, they did one UFC show way back in the day.
Was Butterbean
Albany
in
Albany or something? I don't think he was. It was real, you know, early 90s when
this was, you could like straight up bite a guy's dick off in the ring. And
yeah, and it was tournament style. I remember watching. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. So finally, they're bringing violence back to New York City at long last. What was the reason? Like, why has UFC been kept out of the Big Apple? So that's what we call it. You're not from New York, so you don't understand, but we call it the Big Apple. Why is it back in New York?
I've heard that as a Boston guy that people maybe call it the Big Apple. So it took millions of dollars by our outgoing ownership group and Lorenzo Fertitta to finally get it done in New York. They have spent millions of dollars getting this legislated and regulated and sanctioned state by state. I mean, when I started with them 5.5 years ago, they weren't in Maine. You know, there were a lot of different states where they hadn't touched down, and it's strange and ironic and weird in a lot of ways that New York was sort of the last final hurdle, but there were just a lot of old school politician and stuff shirts who provided hurdle after hurdle. But finally it shall be done, and as a promise to New York, we're going to be there 4 or 5 times a year. We're going to Albany in December, and we'll do a pay-per-view in the first quarter back in New York as well.
Awesome. Well, look forward to that. Are you going to be coming up for those?
I will definitely be in Albany in December if you guys want to use my tickets, although I don't know why you guys would make your way to Albany. You probably have better things to do, but we'd love to have you, obviously.
What about now, have we talked to you since the sale?
I don't think we have, you know.
Did you get to wet the beak at all?
I get a call from California, an unknown number. I feel like I'm getting fired. So at least right now they're keeping me around. But, dude, my boys are dropping like flies. So hopefully the announcers can dodge a bullet here, you know.
Got it. Okay. And what about now? Did you talk to Dana at all? Was he, I mean, Ravel kind of won that one, right? Not to put you on the spot.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of what he was reporting was accurate. But sometimes when Dana takes a certain stance or doesn't take a certain stance, it doesn't behoove him or benefit him to take the other stance, right? You know what I mean? It's like, not that he's outwardly lying or, you know, denying something that's true necessarily. But to me, you know, I think there's a lot of sideswiping things that he doesn't need to attack head on, and I don't, you know, see too much issue with that. But okay. Yeah, there was some truth there, you know.
All right.
I thought, dude, well, when's Dana White coming on? Pardon my take.
That's what we're looking for.
We asked him to come on, and I think we don't. I don't know. I don't think we run in the same circles. We wouldn't be wetting his beak if he came on this show. He was kind of like, he responded basically, so you're going to, you know, pay me $1,000 to come on? I'm paraphrasing here because it wasn't actually him that responded. He didn't really ask me for money. But I could kind of tell that he wanted to be paid. So
He was like, are you going to make me shotgun SpaghettiOs out of a beer bong?
Ooh.
No? Okay.
Actually, that would be a great exit interview. Dana White in there. I think he would actually, he'd be the first to either, he'd either fight us or he'd get up and just walk out, I think.
Right.
I'm telling you, though, UFC 205 would be the only reason why you wouldn't have him. It's just it's mayhem, and the requests are insane. But you can be sure that at some point in time, he will grace these airwaves.
So we were talking before we got you on. You are losing to our goldfish in the super contest. We all are, to be honest.
92% of gamblers in the world are losing to our goldfish.
Yeah. But what do you got to say about it? Yeah.
Just, I'm rooting for him, man. 26-18-1. I think he's going to cash. I think he has a great chance to cash, which is just unbelievable. I wouldn't mind losing to him, to be honest with you. You know, I'm hanging by a thread, I told you guys, man. I feel like I've been fortunate to, you know, get within a few wins of the goldfish. And, dude, I'm rooting for him. Hey, dude, I wish I had stock. I wish I was invested. I don't know what to
tell you. Well,
tell
you what, John. It's lucky that you bring that up because you're right. Larry, right now, if the season ended today, he would be in the money. So if you want to become a part owner of Larry, we're actually doing a one-day stock sale of Larry where if you buy the Joe Flacco Elite shirt, you get part ownership in Larry the Goldfish. So we froze his we have not liquefied any of his stock. I'm using financial, like, very, very specific terms here.
It's a Reg E-T.
Yeah, it's a Reg A, your T offering. But we're going to do a one-day fire sale. So if you want to buy a shirt, now's the time.
All right. Well, as soon as we're done, you can be sure I will be purchasing that Elite T-shirt.
Okay.
I love that. And yeah, we need to get you up here. We need to get you to New York. I know that you weren't able to make this trip. You're going to Brazil, though. Are you worried about Zika?
You know, I've been 18 times, bro, and it's not all it's cracked up to be. I'll tell you that. You know, I mean, there's
Brazil
a lot
or the Zika
to Brazil. You know, and I go all over. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Zika,
which one's not cracked up?
Brazil. Well, just we go to a lot of remote places. You know, it's not like I'm going to Rio and Sao Paulo every time I go to Brazil. So we're crisscrossing this country. And, you know, there's just a lot of places that I think would be eye opening to a lot of people that want to flee the country now because of our president.
Have
so,
you ever been fake robbed at a gas station while you're drunk?
I've been in a car chase in Brazil, but no, not again. Yeah.
Were you chasing somebody or were they chasing you?
Okay, Ryan Lochte.
I was being chased. I was in the back of nothing bigger than a Prius, and we were chased for about...
Man cards.
Hi, I'm Joe Buck. Hand over your man card.
25 minutes.
Oh, wow. What?
Awful.
What did you
absolutely
steal from?
Horrifying.
Did you have their drugs or what?
Yeah. No, I lost a watch, but that was it. Worked out.
There you go. Look at you. What else you got? Now, you're a Patriots fan. You're not a Dolphins fan, correct?
No, I couldn't believe they let kids trick-or-treat in Ryan Tannehill jerseys down here.
Oh,
in South Florida, you know?
Jesus. Yeah.
I
what
mean,
did you,
dude,
come on.
More than one.
That's screwed up. That must be a clearance rack or something. Actually, no, I forgot. I have one more final question. The election was pretty hot topic. Florida was a big state. Who'd you vote for?
I wrote in a vote for my broadcast partner, Brian Stan. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
You're part of the problem.
You threw your vote away.
I guess you could say
that. Way to do your civic duty there.
I know. Man, it is amazing. I'm dodging bullets for voting, you know?
Yeah. I guess I didn't, so that's
I got
true.
My sticker. I got my sticker.
Yeah. John, we appreciate you coming on, as always, and giving us a little knowledge about the UFC because we don't know shit. And we look forward to watching UFC 205. And then what should we tune in to see you in Brazil?
Well, dude, just we're basically live on FS1 every single Saturday night the rest of 2016. It's absurd. And a lot of those main events are really big fights, in particular the fight nights. So hopefully we'll be watching. And, again, anytime we can get you guys to a show, promotion would benefit. So hopefully that happens.
Sounds good. So if any listeners out there have any good Polak jokes, make sure to send them on to John Anik. And thanks for coming on again, buddy.
Thank you, boys.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Those interviews were brought to you by DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com has a huge fantasy football weekend coming up, week 10. Get ready to get in some action. I know your season-long team is busted. I just know it. But DraftKings.com has a solution for you. You can draft your team on Sunday morning. It is super easy. You can sign up now. And you can renew old rivalries with friends and play them every week, or you can try their 50-50 contest where the top half of all entries win cash. Don't wait. Start your season at DraftKings.com right now. Use code BIGCAT and play for free with your first deposit. That's code BIGCAT, B-I-G-C-A-T, to play for free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes. That's this weekend. $100,000 in total prizes this weekend only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Go to DraftKings.com right now. Put in that promo code BIGCAT and get yourself in on the action. Win some money. Spread it around. Trickle-down economics. Little lesson for you, folks.
Mm-hmm. It works.
Yep. And do that right now, DraftKings.com. Let's do some segments. We have our Friday. We're going to end it with Jimbo's this week. If you missed Larry's picks, we actually tweeted them out throughout the day. So follow Part of My Take on Twitter. And we also have...
We're a little bit too woke, so we thought that we were putting out a lot of video content, which you can all find. It's all great content. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You can find it on BarstoolSports.com. But we didn't want to overload you. We didn't want to hit you over the head with all these videos.
Right.
So we tweeted these out instead, just in case. It might be a case of us doing a Dan Heron. If so, we'll get back to throwing.
You let us know.
We'll get back to throwing 93 next week. Yeah, but we're throwing 88 today.
Us. Tell us you love us, and we'll start doing it more often.
Yep.
And then, so we have the Larry's picks on the Twitter, at Pardon My Take. We have an exit interview for Kurt Menefee. You can download the Barstool Sports app, and you can watch that. And then today, Friday, we have Spencer Hawes and Frank Kaminsky exit interview as well dropping, so make sure you check out that. They were great. You chug SpaghettiOs. Kurt Menefee watched you chug SpaghettiOs.
Beer bonged SpaghettiOs. Yes. And it's a little bit harder. So the trick, I know a lot of you out there are saying, hey, PFT commenter, how can I also beer bong SpaghettiOs? Because it's kind of thick. And that's a good point. You have to, so you take the full can, you mix a little bit of water in there. It's more volume, so you got to get your stomach ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes down easier until you throw it up.
So you can check that out at the Barstool Sports app and at Pardon My Take on Twitter. All right, segment time. PR 101, Kenny Vaccaro, he's the Saints safety, and he's facing a 4-game suspension for Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for trying to learn better.
Yeah, I mean, he can just come out tomorrow and say, I have a learning disability, and I think that pretty much washes it all away, right?
Right. Like, or he just comes out, PR 101, come out and do your press conference, and halfway through, just go and stand on the top of the table. And like just start running around.
Yeah,
maybe start pacing back and forth. Be like, oh man.
Change the subject a lot.
All this energy. I just can't stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
Works.
No, that's a great idea.
Works for every kid in America.
I got a little here for you.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
So the NFL starts suspending players for taking Adderall, and Tim Tebow quits football entirely to go to baseball.
And didn't we already say that he's...
I think he's just on Adderall all the time.
Yeah, but didn't we already say he's the most ADHD kid in the world?
We were saying that we think Tim Tebow's thing is he is just straight up on copious amounts of Adderall all the time. Because he keeps changing. I'm going to be a football player, and I'm going to play quarterback, and I'm going to run, but I'm also going to be really good at passing, and I'm really excited. And then I'm going to be on ESPN, and I'm really excited to be announcing SEC.
ESPN the magazine.
And then we'll go play baseball. Then I'm going to play baseball professionally for a long time.
Maybe I'll play football if someone gives me a shot.
Yeah. So he's on Adderall, and I think maybe this is like a Michael Jordan-type situation where he tested positive for amphetamines.
Goodell
was like, hey, I know you've got a really successful career, but I need you to stop.
You're too important to the league, so we're going to have to ask you to stop playing football.
Yeah, allegedly. This is all allegedly. It could happen. Also, wouldn't taking Adderall make it harder to play football? Because you got to be running to the bathroom all the time?
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, shout out.
I wouldn't know.
Shout out to Kenny Vaccaro for having bowels of steel.
Yeah. And also, just constant dry mouth. That's got to suck.
Got a butthole like a steel trap.
Oh, okay.
He's going
all the way there.
He's plugging himself up.
Mm. Yeah, maybe Pepto-Bismol. Mm. They're good.
There you go. Pepto's great.
Huh.
That's a little teaser for you guys.
Next, we have Spin Zone for the Dolphins. What was it, the offensive line coach?
Their offensive coordinator, Clyde Christensen. Mm-hmm. So he gave...
Great name, by the way.
Yeah, that's a guy that's a career coordinator, I think. Yeah. You're not going to hire Clyde Christensen to be your...
No.
It sounds a little German, a little strange. Just keep him...
He might get...
Keep him second in command.
He might get hired and then a week later be like, ooh, that was a bad idea. Someone else better came along. You're now offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
that's going to be the height of Clyde Christensen's career.
Absolutely. His ceiling is Jeff Jagodzinski.
Yeah. Or what's it called? Ron Zook got hired by accident as the head coach, didn't he? Not Runza. Fuck, who am I thinking of? Jim Zorn.
Jim Zorn, yeah. That's right.
They hired him as the offensive coordinator, and they're like,
well, we can't get anybody else. So
that might be what Clyde Christensen gets.
Did we write offensive coordinator on your contract? Yeah. We meant to say head coach. Mm,
but your salary is the same.
Yeah, also, if you suck, we're going to bring in a guy that calls bingo numbers to take over play call.
So that's, I feel like Clyde Christensen's on that path right there.
Okay, so Clyde, he gave a great spin zone for Ryan Tannehill. A lot of people are calling Tannehill a game manager, which, as you pointed out, like, that's a pretty good compliment to give Ryan Tannehill.
Yep.
And Christensen agrees. He said it should actually, it's actually a compliment to call a quarterback a game manager.
Yes.
So thank you for the compliment.
Ryan Tannehill, if you walk up to Ryan Tannehill and like, hey, Ryan, you're game manager, he's got to say thank you, right?
Yep.
That's absolutely a great, great thing to be for Ryan Tannehill at this point in his career.
I agree. Game manager traditionally is like saying, when if you're talking about somebody of the opposite sex, saying they've got a great personality.
Yeah.
That's a game manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not tall, but he's kind of funny. I've heard that sometimes.
Yeah.
That's like kind of a personal
experience. Looks strong.
Yeah, he looks
strong. I get that sometimes. Like, hey, that guy over there, he looks strong. I always get the big guy. That always hurts my feelings a little bit. No, like homeless people. When they want to like get my attention. Like hey, big guy. Hey, big guy.
I get that sometimes, ironically. Like, there's a, hey, big fella.
Yes, and I get fuck big you. Guy. I get big guy all the time. It's basically a nice way of saying, hey, fat guy.
I would rather get fat guy than
the ironic big guy.
Yeah.
You do walk tall.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good
you
point.
You walk big. Thoughts and prayers. This one's good. Thoughts and prayers to Roger Goodell.
Yeah. So Goodell's going through a tough time right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's dealing with a lot over the last couple days. He said that Donald Trump's statements on women are hard for him to explain to his daughters.
Oh, my God, Roger. I feel so bad.
Roger has historically been pretty good at communicating things to women clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole Donald Trump thing is kind of thrown for a loop. He's like, how do I tell my daughters that sometimes things...
What will we say to the kids?
Yeah. So
what we say to the kids.
Also, thoughts. He also brought his wife into this. He said it's going to be tough for me to explain to my wife. So thoughts and prayers to Roger Goodell for having to explain misogyny to his wife.
To his wife,
who's not smart enough to understand misogyny.
Correct.
Okay.
Which is
so that's a tough position for Goodell.
Well, she's a woman, so she's got a small brain, right?
So Goodell has to have a little help
to tell her, hey, here's what's going on here. This is why these people are mean to you.
And it sucks because Goodell's, you know, he's done so well with women, and now he's just kind of thrown into this bad situation that's not his fault at all.
Well, I want to throw this one out there for good old Raj. I know he's probably listening. Here's a little tip for you, Raj. Explain what misogyny is to your wife on tape. Then bury the tape, and then the media will find out about the tape at some point and release it, and then you'll have to really apologize.
Leak it to Peter King, even.
Right.
Just like, you don't even have to pretend to bury the tape, just like fax it.
Right.
You can't fax the tape. I've never used a fax.
Because what I've learned through my history is that it's not a problem until the tape comes out. So really, misogyny is not a problem for Roger Goodell and his family. Just got to wait for the tape to come out.
Yep. Also, thoughts and prayers to his $36 million a year salary, because he said today, one of the things that they're looking at is maybe cutting down a little bit on in-game advertisements.
Yep.
So maybe there's no more touchdown commercial, extra point commercial, kickoff commercial, which is the sweetest part of any NFL game.
Yes.
So he's going to be cutting down on promotions, and then that's going to directly affect his salary. And you know what? I don't know how a middle-class person in America can get by these days.
I actually, though, I kind of appreciate Roger Goodell going along with this whole, like, wow, Trump, what a bad guy, because spin zone for Roger Goodell, Trump's the best thing that ever happened to him, because he was the number one most hated guy in America, right?
Yep.
And it's like, oh, Roger basically was, you know, hitting on a woman like inappropriately, and then a real drunk guy comes and bumps into her, and he's like, damn, this guy's a real fucking asshole. That's basically what Roger Goodell's doing right now.
Yeah, so Goodell is in a great point in his life right now. We already discussed how the NFL is going to come in and save the United States.
Right.
Also, we talked about this earlier, Goodell is going to fix the tie problem.
Yep.
So he's basically turning from an asshole to a superhero in about 5 months.
Yeah.
So just keep your eye on that. But in the meantime,
buy stock in Goodell.
He's a hard buy right now. He's underweight or overweight. He's overweight. I think that's a Jim Cramer term. I watched Mad Money one time. He's overweight. So buy stock in him right now, but thoughts and prayers at the same time, because he's going to have to explain this very complicated situation to his wife.
Before we get to our last two segments, we have our NFL picks for the Westgate Super Contest. Let's update everyone. Oh, shout out to Odd Shark. Thank you, Odd Shark. Check out Odd Shark for all your trends, stats, whatever you need. They hooked us up with this contest. They got us all in it. Larry is in the lead. Larry has 26 points. Am I right?
Yeah, Larry's got 26. He's 26 and 18, which puts him in the top 8%.
Our goldfish.
So we say this all the time. If the season ended today, Larry would win you some money if you're an investor in Larry. Mm-hmm. So now's the time to buy in on Larry. Unfortunately, we said that you couldn't buy any more Larry stock.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
You can.
You can now. One day sale until what? 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Let's say 4 o'clock tomorrow.
4 p.m. tomorrow. You buy the Joe Flacco Elite shirt. You get yourself a cut in Larry.
Yep. You get a stock certificate mailed to you with your Joe Flacco Elite shirt. Who wants to start with picks? Hank, why don't you go?
All right. I like the Jaguars +1.5. Eagles, because that line makes no sense to me. The Vikings, that line also makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. That's a Vegas zone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Vegas. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to think, so mm-hmm. they don't know what to think.
Yeah. Yep.
Classic. This is one of those weeks, I think, guys, where
somebody out there knows something, and I think I know what it is, so yeah. I'm going to...
This is one of those weeks where I feel like the dogs might be barking, but if they're not, we're probably going to lose a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals and the Cowboys.
Okay. Wow, no Patriots.
Interesting.
Hank, not
that
confident.
Hook, that hook's scaring you, 7.5.
Yeah, if it didn't have the hook, you got to take it. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the Jaguars, too. I think this is their bounce back week. They're at home. I'm going to be jagging off hard on Sunday. I got the Panthers, I got the Titans, I've got the Steelers, and I've got the Patriots.
Oh, okay. You're filling in for Hank there. Yep. I also have the Jaguars, so that's a loss for all of us.
So fade the shit out of part of my take.
Yep. We all three of us have the Jaguars. I have the Falcons, I also have the Steelers, the Packers, and the Giants.
Oh, so you got the Packers.
Yeah.
I got the Titans. And this is a classic case of the Titans are 2.5-point dogs at home to the Packers. I thought that the line should be like 4.5. And so then I was like, well, I'm such an idiot.
Oh, you got that one.
Yep.
I had it at four. I had it at six and a half. You had it at four. 2.5.
2.5.
You got that one.
I got
all right,
that one.
All right, so you're up now on the year to 19 to 14.
Yeah, there you
go. I think. I don't know. okay.
That's a little inside. I don't know if anybody.
No, I think people get it.
Okay.
No, the Jaguars, I always take points. Division, home team getting points in division.
Didn't they get beat like 50-0 by the Texans last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at home?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And so we're on the Gus bus this week.
That Steelers game is actually one of those, like, if the Steelers are any good and have any pride, they win by 2 touchdowns against the Cowboys.
Football guy Bill O'Brien brought in Condoleezza Rice to talk to his team this week too.
Oh,
so
a little politics.
She knows how to talk
to sports.
She knows how to talk to overconfident Texans.
Yep,
people forget that.
Yep, but I agree with the Packers. I see. I know what you're saying. It's just Aaron Rodgers has beaten me down so much as a Bears fan that I will always. It's like screws with my head because whenever he's having a bad go of it, I'm like, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers.
He's gonna be fine. Yeah. Hey, is this the week that Aaron Rodgers puts it together?
But he does. He'll then like throw for 6 touchdowns. I'd be like, Aaron Rodgers is back, and then he'll come out and throw a stinker and be like, what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? We just wrote like every football column in America.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. That one's free. Maybe leave some pizza at the door late night.
Buy a shirt.
Yeah. We have two more segments. We have Nerd Alert, new one, Nerd Alert. Who is this for?
Cassius Marsh on the Seahawks.
Who?
Cassius Marsh. He's a defensive end.
From
Seattle.
Oh.
From? Seattle.
Okay.
So he's a self-described nerd, which means it's okay. I don't know. How do the rules work on that? Since I'm very clearly on record as not being a nerd.
I don't know. Hank said you were the book smart guy out of us.
Yeah, well, out of us, that's not really saying
I'm the street smart guy.
So as I guess I'm a nerd now because of that.
Yeah.
So I get to call him a nerd. You can't call him a nerd.
Nope.
I can call him a nerd. So Nerd Alert for Cassius Marsh.
No, he can call him a nerd. Yeah, you can't call him a nerd.
You also.
But I'm a nerd.
Yeah, but I'm a street.
You can use the N word.
No,
if you're an N word.
He's a colleague of yours.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
He's so I get to use it.
I have a nerd. I have one of my best friends is a nerd.
Me.
You.
Yeah.
He's not a nerd. He's just one of you.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, the point is he got $20,000 worth of Magic the Gathering cards stolen out of his car. And so he's asking his 12s. That's what you call a Seahawks fan. He says, whoever stole my magic collection from my LR4 last night, if you are a 12, please return it, and I will give you 2 tickets to the next home game.
You know what he needs? He needs Andy Dalton. Get a little help from Andy Dalton, who lost his luggage. Help him find it.
And so he said, I'm grown enough not to be ashamed of loving a game, he wrote. I get paid to play a game I love.
Oh, wow.
So I guess if you're a Seattle person that goes around stealing, I would imagine that anybody in Seattle that specifically targets Magic the Gathering cards to steal from a car is also probably a 12.
Yes.
So if you're out there and you're listening,
please go throw a fish.
Give it to us.
Give it back.
Give it to us.
Yeah.
And then we'll make videos about how we've got his card and be like, hey, nerd, we got your cards. And then, I don't know, we'll figure something out from there. We just want to make fun of them. But also want to give a shout out to everybody out there that knows that a real hobby isn't playing cards. It's collecting football cards.
Mm.
So
true.
If you have a $20,000 football card, you're not a nerd. But if you have a Magic the Gathering set, you are one.
Yeah. What is that? What's the card, Hank? You're a nerd. What's the card that like beats every other card? The White Lotus or something?
Blue Eyed White Dragon? That's,
yeah.
That's Yu-Gi-Oh, though.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, you're more of a nerd than I thought. I just outed you as a nerd. Let's do Jimbo's. We were strong last week. Thank you, everyone. Make sure you send this to Jimbo's. You can follow us at Pardon My Take. We want to get the 100K, by the way, by Thanksgiving. So do your part. Retweet us. Tell people to follow it.
We've got a Pardon fire My video coming out when
and we're not going to release it until we get to 100,000.
Are we gonna take Mr. Calipari's man card?
Oh, yeah.
We forgot about that.
Quick, Brad Calipari gets his man card taken because I guess his family was upset that he got a tattoo, which said earned, not given.
Mm-hmm. Because if you've earned it, you have to go out and get a tattoo to make sure everybody knows that you earned it.
Yeah, so this is John Calipari's son, who's on the Kentucky basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably earned, not given. I think he's a 5-star recruit.
Probably really high, right?
Yeah.
Like, what, 6'8"?
Yeah.
250?
Yeah.
Can black just guy. Jam on everybody?
Yeah. Earned, not given.
Yeah. Maybe it was one of those things where they added the punctuation, and so it said earned, not, and then period, and then given.
We got to bring that back, by the way. We did have the segment for a while, not.
That's right. I think we had it one time.
Yeah.
That was a great segment.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. All right. Hank, I actually do like your mustache.
Thanks. First one, went to the...
Not! Gotcha. Burned.
Went to the grocery store and bought peanut butter and jelly stuff. Got home and realized I bought jam instead of jelly.
Oh, what a Jimbo.
I have no idea what the difference between jam and jelly is.
Neither did I.
Hey, here's a tip for you. Why don't you just go with some good old-fashioned fluff, some white sugar.
Some marshmallow, peanut butter and marshmallows.
Never heard anyone. Yeah.
That's true. Or Nutella.
I'm not a big Nutella guy.
Which is basically just chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't know how you wouldn't be a big Nutella guy.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you're a big everything guy.
Okay.
So here's another tip. Just avoid the confusion altogether. If it comes in a plastic squeeze bottle, the sugary stuff, then that's jelly, right?
Yeah.
So just what are you doing like a fancy pants buying your jam out of jars?
Yeah.
Begged to get time off for another buddy's wedding. Drove 7 hours to the wedding only to realize it's a month early and I wasn't able to get more time off to go to the actual wedding.
Real quick, what the fuck are preserves? It just hit me while you were talking about that.
I think those are like raisins or
something. A preserve and then there's jam and jelly. Okay, so sorry. You were saying?
I don't know. I think that,
You're driving a car to a wedding.
You know what? You know when this is, when we satire something? Like with the washing of apples, and then all of a sudden a couple months pass, and we're getting into a debate about jam, jelly, or preserves.
Mm-hmm.
So just let's look in the mirror for a second here, guys.
Okay.
No, but seriously, what are preserves?
Yeah, but actually, seriously, at us, please, with what preserves are.
I got really drunk last weekend, and on the walk home, saw what I thought to be was a beer bottle and decided to kick it with all my might. Quickly found out it wasn't a bottle, and actually it was a pipe that was sticking out of the ground. Woke up the next day, my foot was twice its normal size, had to get surgery, and I have to crutch around campus for the next 8 weeks.
Oh,
yeah, what a dumbass.
Wow. Yeah.
You were drunk and you hurt your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on you.
Yeah. Oh, I can't really fully blame him because kicking bottles is a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Smashing any kind of bottle is a lot of fun.
I agree. That's how Jack Daniels died, by the way. People don't talk about the severity of foot injuries. He kicked a safe, foot got infected, and he died. So, I mean, this is foot injuries are serious business, so maybe we shouldn't make light out of this guy, huh?
Turf
okay,
toe.
Hank, what's the next one?
Jack Daniels died from turf toe.
Yep. I went haunted housing with a couple friends and we decided to get drink before we went in. While waiting in line, my friend says, my phone is dead and I need light for the porta potty. I immediately say, take my phone, it has a life-proof case. 30 seconds later, I hear a thud and she comes out saying, I can't find your phone. My brand new iPhone's gone forever.
Oh,
dropped
no.
Dropped in the porta potty.
Oh, no. I'd probably go fish it out.
I was about to say, there had to be a 5-second kind of stare-off between you and her.
Like, are you going to go get
like,
that?
You going to get it? Yeah. You going to get
no,
it?
No, you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go get it. Does anybody have a light on a phone that I can use to try to find it?
That's brutal.
I was driving home from work and almost got hit by a lady turning right into my lane. I proceeded to make a scene, laying on horn, yelling, flipping the bird. Looked up and realized I'd accidentally ran a red light. Never felt like a bigger asshole in my life. You just got to keep driving.
So, yeah, you just keep going. You pretend that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
They say put things in your rear view. You literally put that red light in your rear view and you never look back.
Yes, 100%.
I'm shocked that there aren't more traffic accidents in America. Like, as bad of a driver as we all are,
we're just
trusting humans to drive around these, like, death traps at 80 miles an hour all the time and people don't die. Just saying, it's shocking.
Just chill out, man.
Just saying.
Wow. Okay. You're one of those guys now.
I am whole hog on board the automatic drivers. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a robot car.
I went on social media the day after elections.
Yeah, that is a Jimbo. That's a huge Jimbo.
I opened up Facebook yesterday and I closed it immediately.
Oh, man. I tried to scroll Twitter on Wednesday morning and I just got so angry. I was like, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little mouse. Just picture the mouse opening the door, then turning around, closing the door. That was me.
I pulled a Michael Scott, drove 3 hours to a job interview, showed up on the wrong day, drove home, drove back the next day, and didn't get the job. Thanks, Obama.
Come on, man.
That's rough.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Who does job interviews anymore?
Yeah.
Just show up. And you stay until they give you the job.
I actually think about that every now and then. Like, what if I had to go, like, interview for a job tomorrow? I don't even know what I would do. I'm so deep into, like, the fucked up world of blogging and podcasting and pretending to be Canadians and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would we should actually do that as a video.
Just, like
I have to go
get back. It's like if somebody's married for 10 years and then they just jump back into the dating game.
Right.
Yeah. We would what would happen would be we'd get halfway through the interview and then I'd be like, what, you got a sex problem?
Yeah.
You're addicted to sex?
Yeah. Hey, boys, there. Hey, you're going to give me that job.
And they just stare at me. Well, why are you talking about sex so much? And I was like, oh, it was a joke. It was Jim Harbaugh. They'd be like, sir, we have a lot of people to interview today.
I wouldn't know how to put together a resume to save my life at this point. And I guarantee if we went to a job interview, we'd just pull out a vape in the middle of it and just just start vaping. Because I do that now everywhere. I did it on a train today.
As
I started vaping.
As a joke, though, right?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm vaping on the train. This is probably not right.
All right, last one. I was working a football game up in the press box. My boss handed me binoculars to use, but I didn't need them. I offered them to the spotter next to me before remembering that he didn't have any arms or legs and wasn't able to use them. Everyone tried to play things off, but it was extremely awkward for the rest of the game.
Oof. I think at that point, you have to
hold them.
Manually hold the binoculars in the guy's eyes.
Sir,
right?
Would you like me to hold these for you at your face for the next 3 hours?
I was
hours.
Offering to be your holder.
Yeah, I'll be your arm. I'll be your hands.
I mean, let's be realistic. That guy probably does walk around with a holder. Or not walk around, obviously, but like he goes
around.
Yeah.
That's not the proper term. But
he moves around.
Yeah.
With a holder.
Right.
You have to have a holder. How are you going to eat without a holder?
Yeah, what's the
holder? So, should just play it up and like...
I'm your holder today.
Hey, I don't want to make this about me being a hero, but I'm going to be your holder today.
Yeah. That's a wild one. That's a wild one. Do we have any?
I've got like 10.
But... Oh, yourself?
Okay, hit me.
Okay, Hank, let's have a little therapy here.
First one, spelled mannequin challenge wrong.
Yeah.
Really
And
wrong.
It was a really good video.
No,
and it was like...
No, it was spelled really
here's
wrong.
Here's the thing. No, but here's the thing. When I was typing it, like... One just autocorrected, filled up. The hashtag did, so I just clicked it and was like, okay, because... So there was like 300 people that had also spelled it wrong, so...
I think you spelled it wrong.
Sounds like
search the spelled wrong.
Sounds like Hank's blaming the robots.
Yes, correct.
You blaming the cloud?
Yeah, that was a bad one because that video went like pretty... It was pretty... One of our most watched videos on Twitter, and the hashtag was spelled wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? Spin Zone, we probably dominated Mannequin Challenge spelled with only one L.
Correct.
And one N...
That if people are searching for that, they definitely found us.
Yeah. Niche, we're a niche audience.
The second one today, I tweeted, I don't know what heroin feels like, but I imagine it's what dropping your iPhone with no case feels like. apparently I got a lot of heroin followers because they were quick to jump down my throat and telling me that that's not what.
That's not at all. Like. No, that's, you're way off.
Yeah.
It's like, way better than that.
Correct. As a guy that's been on pain pills for the last couple weeks, I know, I pretty much know what heroin feels like, and it's the exact opposite of being that anxious.
Correct. So that's a Jimbo.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What else next?
I think that's it. I mean,
you said you had 10.
I could probably go down a list, but. If you guys aren't going to do any, I'm not.
No, I got one. We all forgot our passports when we went up.
Whoa.
Hank, you had your passport on you.
Really? I did.
Okay.
Well, wow, good for you, Hank.
Me and Big Cat forgot our passports when we went to Canada. Yeah,
that was a stupid one.
So a lot of you guys pointed out that we were on the American side of Niagara Falls.
Yep, that wasn't a mistake.
Good job on your part. You're eagle-eyed, and that's our Jimbo. We should have brought our passport with us.
Yep. Yeah, so I don't know. We went to Buffalo. Yeah. Buffalo is always the best.
Hey, these guys, you know, their accents are so convincing and real that it totally discredits the whole video when they're not on the Canadian side.
Yeah.
You nailed us.
Yeah. Do I have a Jimbo? I don't know. My whole life is kind of a Jimbo right now. I need to sleep for a little bit.
Same.
Yeah. I'm in one of those. I'm in one of those spots where just like I bet every over in action this week. None of them hit. I don't know. Oh,
you wore that sweatshirt 5 days in a row.
I haven't worn it in like 2 weeks. This is my favorite sweatshirt. I'm very excited. We're actually going to the MAC championship game, so everyone get ready for that. And I'm gonna buy myself a new one, so we're gonna have a little part of my take,
like we're gonna bury the old one.
Yeah All right, that's our show. We will see everyone Monday. We have a huge show on Monday. Pat McAfee, one of our favorite guests, actually stopped by the office, so we have a show and an exit interview with him. Pat is the man, and make sure you subscribe, leave a review, 5-star, roast us, and also check out the Spencer Hawes, Frank Kaminsky exit interview that we are dropping today.
Love you guys.